I'm making beds these days. With such care and correction. Aligning. Aging. The complex consideration of objects. This bowl with this leaf. And that pebble we found somewhere but no longer remember. Only the shelf remains the same. Blank and wanting. And every shadow play is always a ghost of you. The promise of the time we never had. And yet, let slip. There are patterns everywhere. I want to see patterns everywhere. This is where I really live. In the clutter and tinnitus. Trying to find a way. Today I have a plan. Letting my shadow blend and lengthen as the afternoon tires of me. I take myself out, without direction, to wander, linger.
Where have you gone?
I feel you close, but just can't grasp that moment. Our last goodbye, we never knew was our last goodbye. And all I want to do is say, hello again, hello, again.
The shape of you never really fits the shape of me. But I keep you, and I see you. Every village has a church where bells chime a little out of time. Perhaps. Like us, cracks in the old stone and sanctuaries and shrines offering something, nothing, everything. This old olive tree still here year after year, outlasting us all, and not wanting to see deeper or remember other times, you would have said, what a lovely afternoon. I walk on, take a photograph. Share it with friends, as if everyone can be here and feel what I feel. Except, of course, you. I find again a hidden sadness. Still, after all these years, not able to cry, I mean, really weep, and let the sorrow taste and hold me. Because I don't want you to ever leave me. Please. Please. Please don't ever leave. Now it's raining. And after the ache of a dry month. I know. You made it happen. I'll keep you dry. Away from the thunder that scared you so much. Here. Safe. Closer. Than closer. Take you home. Lay you to rest. No prayers. Just silence, which only we understand.